today's gospel, we hear Jesus taking the Pharisees to task for their approach and attitude toward the Sabbath. The Pharisees tended to turn the law into a kind of very legalistic approach where they were interested in fulfilling the superficial letter of the law, all the while losing sight of the primary purpose and intent for which the law existed in the first place. And in doing so, they could use the law then as a way to control other people and also to condemn other people for violating the letter of the law once again while ignoring what the spirit of it really was. And so Jesus, in his attempt to correct them and say what God really desires is mercy and not sacrifice, he's really pointing to them that the entire purpose of the Sabbath is not something that God needs, but rather it's something that man needs, that we come to worship him so that we can experience his mercy and then go and share that mercy with others. Sometimes even for us Catholics, with respect to our quote-unquote Sunday obligation, even the name can kind of suggest a kind of legalistic approach where we can adopt a mindset or attitude, or at least be tempted to think that we're doing God a favor by showing up at Mass, and somehow this is getting God excited in heaven that look who came to our Sunday liturgy this weekend. When really the exact opposite is true. God is perfect in and of himself. He has no need of anything that we really have to offer. But rather we come to Mass so that we can worship him, so that we can acknowledge that he is the first principle, the beginning and the end of our life, and ultimately so that we can receive his love and mercy through the sacred word of sacred scripture and through Jesus in the Eucharist. And the entire point from that then is, bathed and having received God's love and his mercy, that we then as recipients would be able to go out and share that same mercy with others. And that really was the whole point of what the Sabbath was meant to be, a day of refreshment, a day for the Lord, but really a day for us, that in renewing our commitment to him and reprioritizing our life and orienting it toward God, that we wouldn't lose sight of what is most important and get distracted by the minutiae of life or by the letter of the law, all the while forgetting what is most important. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today in this sacred liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that we would always truly appreciate our ability to participate in Mass, even in these times, in a rather remote way through the online liturgy, if that is the maximum that's possible to us at this time, but that we would really see it as an opportunity to experience God's grace, to receive his mercy, and then to go out and to be merciful, generous and loving toward others, ourselves. Amen.